Dr. John Braccio, is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WLS, 1320WLS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. I know Dr. Braccio would like to have been where I was, as I was immersed yesterday at the MSU Football Media Day, and it was a lot of fun, John.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun always, particularly as we look forward to an exciting football year and came off, golly, one of the most exciting years in, golly, decades.
Actually. I tell you what, those guys are ready to go. They weren't cocky. They weren't arrogant. They were very calm, collected, confident, enthusiastic. But you got a sense that they understand that even though they accomplished a lot last year, this could be really special, because if they beat Oregon – and they run the table, or maybe even if they just have one loss, they got a good shot to get into that playoff.
Well, that is very, very true. That'll be quite a game at Oregon, of course. That's quite a home field advantage. But, hey, my feeling is that D'Antonio, Narduzzi, Bowman, all these guys will have the players ready to go. So it should be a fun event.
You know, Coach D'Antonio talked about taking advantages of opportunities and doing the daily work and going from step A to step B, not looking forward to step C before you get beyond B. And I know you think that that's very positive in your work and personal life, taking advantage of those opportunities.
Tony, we live in a world where a lot of people feel that there are no opportunities, that the American dream is dead, that might just as well kind of give up and see what the government might do for you, or just try to just wiggle by a little bit in life. I say ridiculous. There's always opportunities. There's always things for a person to develop. And I think that until people pick that up, until the person specifically will say, they're not going to have much success in life. You don't need a college degree. It's helpful, don't hear me wrong. You need a skill set. You need something that can put you into a career that you can do things and you can succeed. I just Googled, just as I was just waiting here a minute, 50 well-paying jobs without a college degree. I mean, they're 50, just like that. I'm just Googling. People can Google, you know, certificate programs. They can do whatever they want. This is a time where there are so many opportunities, and I'm regularly seeing people that say, yep, the American dream is dead. There's no hope for me. Can't do anything. And I say, rubbish. I mean, we have to look at opportunities. There's always an opportunity, always something we can do. And once we except the fact we can't. You know, it's one of the heads I hear on the radio, by the way, about Edison. What if he'd given up on the light bulb? Now, obviously, somebody would have come along. But the point being that we have to look at ourselves, look at the world we're in, look where the opportunities are, and go for them. And stay away from negativity. Stay away from the naysayers. Stay away from the people that say you can't do it. There's no hope. Just accept your lot in life and, you know, be like Samson in that, where he was, you know, grinding or milling, whatever he was doing after he lost his sight there. You've got to just realize your life is your life. You have this opportunity now, and boy, you better ride with it and look for the brass ring and just be excited about life and move forward. I think D'Antonio does that with that football team. He does it in a calm way, you know, relaxed way. You know, I'd let the cage, you let the lion out of the cage at the end, but you have to be work day to day. It isn't anything that happens overnight. There may be a person that wins the lotto and lucky for them, but as a whole, success is built day by day, decision by decision, and that's the way. If you want to be successful, you want to have a good life, that's what you have to do.
I was at a job fair about 6 months ago. We're always looking for interns for my show as well as the radio station, and I ended up talking to this young lady who was a college grad. She had an MBA, as a matter of fact, and she was very frustrated. She just opened up herself to me. I was a little bit surprised and almost didn't know how to handle it. She was frustrated by the fact that she felt she had done everything right. She hadn't hurt anybody. She got her She got her degrees, and she worked hard, and she does charity work, and she was frustrated because of things had gone wrong. Bad things had happened to her. She was frustrated by the, as you like to call, disadvantages and unfairness of life. And, you know, nobody's life is going to be good. We all have our challenges, right? And we just got to keep plugging away.
We have to keep going. I think if she has good education and she has it in a field that she can get a job, then I think she will find one. If she works hard, promotes herself, she may have to even pick up some additional training. Life is funny. I remember here, within the last year, about Jackson National Life having to leave the area because they couldn't find enough people that were qualified to work in the insurance area, because we're kind of a big insurance town, as you know, Tony. Mm-hmm. And if that be true, I mean, it would be wise to find out what are the jobs, say, at Auto Owners, say, at Jackson National Life, whatever it might be, Mesa, Delta, Blue Cross, we should find out what are the opportunities, what is needed from an educational point of view. I think a lot of times people get the education, then they look for a job to fit into. They might be wise. A lot of people would be wiser, and colleges, I think, would do a good job if they let people know where are the opportunities, where are the jobs, where can you get a job right away when you're done. And that to me, is a smart thing to do. When I see people come in here, like, let's even talk to the person you were talking about, whatever the circumstances, she has a graduate degree, and she can't get a job. I think that's horrible. I mean, I feel very bad for that person. On the other hand, I would be curious if she had been advised on job opportunities, exactly where they would be, could she go anywhere in the country, what might it be, that type of thing. Like, you look at the supply chain management degree out of Michigan State, wow, you can go anywhere with that. You look at packaging. You look at MBAs from really good schools, and there are a lot of opportunities, but for a lot of people, there really aren't. So you have to, opportunity is based on preparation. You know, Churchill said, woe be it to the person that when the public calls is not prepared. And I've always liked that. I mean, if you're prepared, you're ready, you look where there is the, where the opportunities are, you go from, doesn't have to be a college degree. You can't find a good carpenter now that really is highly skilled. So it is trying to find the right opportunity with the right education and go for it and be successful and do it day after day. Tony, it's a principle going on for thousands of years.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, Dr. B.
Tony, always a pleasure. Bye-bye.